Hey everyone, Pastor Eric here. Wanted to send out a quick note because tomorrow is the first Sunday that our church has not been able to meet at all for any service, and there may be some of you wondering, you know, what do we do on this day? That is normally we go to church, what should we do, how should we handle it? And so here's some just quick guidance, some counsel for you, and hopefully it will be helpful. When you wake up tomorrow, there will be a sermon available for download, which is the second installment in the How Does God Really Love Me series, focusing on the question, what is love? We will be releasing the next installment in the evening series, the Ecclesiastes series, on Wednesday to give you a midweek teaching resource that will hopefully encourage you, particularly, I think that sermon is going to be very applicable for what we're going through right now. So as you figure out what tomorrow looks like, I want to make a suggestion to you, because this would be a wonderful opportunity to discover for the first time, or perhaps strengthen your understanding of a practice that is called family worship. Family worship has been around for a very long time. It was particularly strong in the Puritan era, but essentially it's exactly what it sounds like. It is families gathering for worship between the week, between Sundays. Now, tomorrow's Sunday and we can't gather together, so the next best thing that we can do is to worship on our own as believers. Now, what I'm about to say applies to everyone. It applies to if you're single and you're living at home and no one lives with you. If you are a couple with no children. Because remember, worship is not just for children. Worship is for us. Worship is for all God's people. And this, of course, applies to couples with children, whether they're college-age children, teenagers, or young children, small children. And so this applies to all of God's people, what I'm about to lay out for you. And it's very simple. Family worship can be understood in three words: sing, pray, read. And so tomorrow, and I'm going to make a suggestion, feel free to tweak any of this or change any of this, but this is my suggestion to you, that you gather whoever is in your home with you, and you gather together, open with a very brief prayer, just asking God to bless your time, and then sing, pick two or three songs as a family, and these are songs that are, familiar to you. You can do the ones you know by heart. You can pull them off the internet. It's a wonderful resource with pretty much, you can find any song. Any song in our hymnal is going to be at online. And so there's even a website called hymnary.com that actually has basically every hymnal ever printed and every song in it. But there's plenty of resources. You just Google the song that you're looking for and you'll find it. But sing two to three songs and then spend a few minutes in prayer together. Pray for your needs, the needs of your neighbors and your family and our nation. And pray for God to bless your understanding of His Word. Then get your Bibles out and sit down and listen to the sermon. And after that, I do close in prayer in that sermon, but feel free to have your own time of closing prayer and or sing another hymn like we do at the end where we have a closing hymn. And then that's it. And you can go about the rest of your day as you enjoy each other's company and you enjoy the blessings of God's gifts to you as you rest in Him. And if possible, I do encourage you to gather together in the evening for a second round of family worship. And now there will not be a sermon, so my suggestion would be that you again sing a couple of songs, two to three songs, and then spend some time in prayer, and then read a portion of Scripture. I would suggest Psalm 46 or Romans chapter 8. May perhaps just a portion of Scripture. It doesn't have to be long, but just something to hear God's Word and to meditate upon it. And then you can do a brief time of meditation upon it, and then sing and pray once more, and then close it out there. Now, I'm going to tell you that if you are not familiar with the concept of family worship, then it's, I guarantee you, whether you are by yourself or you're a couple with no kids or you're a family with a bunch of kids, it's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel clunky. It's just going to feel weird because it's a new thing. And that's okay. I promise you that in time, it will become a balm to your soul if you, as we continue through this this national crisis. And also, just some options for as you're, if you are a family with kids, or you've got young or older children, let them pick the songs. And my kids love it when we do that. And also, this would be a great time to do catechism with your kids. And so you could do that prior to family worship. You could do it in the afternoon, however you want to do it. But there are some options here. And so just remember, again, if you remember nothing else from what I've said, it's family worship is simply sing, pray, and read. We need to take this time to stop and pause and remember the God who made us, the God who upholds us, the God who preserves us, and the God who is ushering in his kingdom and is in complete control, even though we feel out of control. And so I encourage you, take some time to stop and worship the Lord tomorrow. Tomorrow's still the first day of the week. We still worship a resurrected Savior. Our God still rules and reigns upon his throne. He is unchanged, even though there is much change around us. So let us set apart time tomorrow. So let us set apart the day to rest and worship in our God. And so that's it. If you do have prayer requests that you want to share, please send them over to Roseanne or to myself. We will release them through the Remind app and the prayer list when we get that out. Also, if you are in need, please do not hesitate to contact an elder or a deacon. We are here to help you, to pray for you, to pray with you. And we are grateful for the opportunity to serve the Church of Jesus Christ. And so with that, I'm going to sign off now. And may you have a wonderful Lord's Day. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.